Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Do you ever feel like your conversations with your child are hitting a dead end? That no matter what you say, the message just isn't getting through? Well, you're not alone. In fact, there are 12 common communication roadblocks that can sabotage even the best intentions, leaving both you and your child feeling frustrated and unheard. In today's episode, I'll give you a guide to understanding and avoiding these roadblocks that will pave the way for open and honest communication with your child. Welcome back to Project Parenthood. I'm your host, Dr. Nanika Kaur, clinical psychologist and respectful parenting therapist. Each week, I'll help you repair and deepen your parent-child connection, increase self-compassion and cooperation from your kids, and cultivate joy, peace, and resilience in your relationship with them. Imagine yourself in a scenario where your child, seemingly out of the blue, confides in you about feeling friendless at school. It's a natural instinct to want to help, to fix the problem and make them feel better. But in our eagerness to solve, we often resort to communication styles that can inadvertently do more harm than good. Roadblocks like ordering, judging, praising, advising, even reassuring, can send subtle messages that shut down your child's feelings and discourage them from opening up further. Statements like, "Don't worry, everyone goes through lonely periods," or "You just need to be more outgoing," might seem helpful, but they can make your child feel dismissed and misunderstood. Roadblocks can also signal a lack of trust in your child's ability to make decisions. Let's look at the 12 roadblocks more closely. The first one is ordering and directing, which is telling your child what to do without considering their feelings or opinions. For example, clean your room right now, no excuses. 2, warning, admonishing, threatening. This is using threats or warnings to control your child's behavior. For example, if you don't finish your homework, you won't get any screen time for a week. 3, exhorting, moralizing, preaching, giving moral advice or trying to impose personal values on your child. For example, you should always share your toys. It's the right thing to do. 4, advising, giving solutions or suggestions. This is like offering solutions or advice without considering your child's ability to solve the problem themselves. For example, you should join more clubs at school to make friends. 5, arguing, lecturing, teaching, persuading with logic. This is trying to convince your child with logic or lecturing instead of acknowledging their feelings. For example, let me explain why what you're feeling is irrational and why my solution is the best. 6, judging, criticizing, disagreeing, blaming. This is expressing disapproval or blaming your child for their actions. For example, you never think about others. It's always about what you want. 7, praising or agreeing. This is using praise to influence your child's behavior or agreeing without considering their true feelings. For example, you're such a good kid. You wouldn't do something like that. 8. Name-calling, labeling, ridiculing, shaming. This is using derogatory language or labels to criticize your child. For example, stop being such a crybaby. It's embarrassing. 9. Interpreting, analyzing, diagnosing. This is assuming you know the reasons behind your child's behavior without allowing them to explain. For example, you're just doing this because you want attention. 10. Reassuring, sympathizing, consoling, supporting. This is offering comfort without addressing your child's real concerns or feelings. For example, don't worry, everyone feels lonely sometimes. 11. Probing, questioning, interrogating. This is asking too many questions that may feel intrusive or judgmental to your child. For example, well, why did you do that? What were you thinking? 12. Diverting, using sarcasm, withdrawing, distracting, or using humor. This is like avoiding the issue, using sarcasm or distracting from your child's problem. For example, let's talk about something less negative. Tell me something fun that happened at school instead.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room. Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
The days are officially getting longer, and while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's gotta taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. Hungry Root truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. So what if you took the road less traveled and used active listening? Instead of taking the roadblocks highway, Dr. Thomas Gordon's Parent Effectiveness Training, or PET, offers a different route, active listening. This non-judgmental approach puts your child's needs front and center. By simply listening without interrupting, giving your full attention, and reflecting back what you hear, you're empowering your child to explore their own feelings and find their own solutions. Imagine saying something like, Sounds like you're feeling lonely in school. That must be really difficult. This simple acknowledgement validates your child's emotions and opens the door for a deeper conversation. As they continue to share, you can use active listening techniques like repeating key phrases, reflecting back emotions, and asking clarifying questions to show that you truly understand and are there for them. Active listening in PET goes beyond just using the right words. It's about building a genuine connection with your child. It's about showing them that you're a safe place for them to express their full range of emotions without fear of judgment or retaliation. This means being open to their perspective, even if it's different from yours. It means letting go of the need to be right and instead focusing on being present and supportive. For a deeper dive into active listening, check out a previous episode I did called How to Listen So Your Child Feels Heard. You'll find that link in the show notes. So let's talk about the ripple effect beyond your child's problem. The benefits of effective communication go farther than whatever the specific issue at hand is. By practicing active listening and avoiding roadblocks, you are 1. Building trust and closeness in your relationship with your child, 2. Teaching them valuable life skills like self-awareness, problem-solving, and emotional intelligence, and 3. Helping your child become better equipped to handle life's challenges. And defaulting to roadblocks in parenting can inadvertently communicate a desire to change your child and a lack of acceptance of your child's current state. They can ultimately cause your kiddo to stop talking and make it difficult for them to come to you with their issues. So remember, roadblocks shut down communication. Active listening opens it up. Open-ended questions invite dialogue. Giving orders doesn't. Validate your child's feelings without judgment. Empower them to find their own solutions. Building trust and connection takes time and effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. This episode is just the beginning of your journey to becoming a more effective communicator as a parent, so check out PET. Practice active listening in your everyday conversations and watch your relationship with your child blossom. That's all for today's episode of Project Parenthood. Thanks for listening, and I hope you found this helpful. Be sure to join me live on Instagram at BK Parents on Monday, January 29 at 12:45 p.m. for my monthly Ask Dr. Core. You can get your questions answered in real time. If you have a question for me about parent-child relationships, respectful parenting tips, and/or parental mental health that you'd like me to cover in a future episode, shoot me an email at parenthood@quickanddirtytips.com. Leave a message at 646-926-3243 or leave a message on Instagram at BK Parents. And you can learn about my private practice working with parents living in New York State at www.brooklynparenttherapy.com. Catch you next week. Project Parenthood is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. And our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. See you next week.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.